your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Good morning and welcome to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Hofmeckler. Health and fitness magazines are full of propaganda about how we should look and feel. But finally, to set the record straight, is your host, Ori Hofmeckler.
Good morning and welcome to The Warrior Within. The subject today is a very important subject, is real-life weight loss. Facts versus theories. There are so many theories around. Definitely you could see it in the last show, in this Fox fiasco, in our visit in Fox. It's just on a couple of theories and the theories of the allegedly unhealthy-looking health experts. So many theories, and virtually no diets today bring a lot of long-term viable result. So today the subject is weight, real-life weight loss. What's going to be very special, this is going to be the first time that we're going to hear opinion and story from the dieter point of view, not just from our point of view. I believe, Marty Wright, neither of us really struggle to lean down. That was never our main goal. And nonetheless, in a way, it makes us more objective toward the subject, because our clients suffer from that. And I believe that we didn't suffer from that, correct if I'm wrong, is because simply we did the right thing. My goal in life is not to lose weight. By doing the right thing, my body actually want to drop down all the time. And I'm not, I don't want to talk on your behalf, Marty, but please, I'd like your opinion about this.
I'm not letting you do that there.
Yeah, good.
All right, now look, you are just a metabolic dynamo. Your particular physique, the way that your whole background, you have obviously a high caloric set point. It takes a lot of calories to fuel your body. I'm different. If I don't watch it, I can pack on weight, particularly as I've gotten older. But that's okay, because there are plenty of good food alternatives out there. So I think that I probably fall in between you with your sub 10% just walking around body fat percentile myself, and probably Brandy at the other end.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's already raising a subject, and I definitely want to hear a little bit, not a little bit, I want to hear Brandy's story. It's an amazing. But I'd like to still argue and say, I don't think I'm genetically gifted. I see it on my own, you know, family members. After many, many years, or for 30 years of adamantly following the warrior diet, something happened to my metabolism. And basically it started to pick up to the point that right now I'm really seriously concerned about dropping down. Every time I'm going to a trip, I just came back from Fargo. I lost about 6 pounds in about hardly 3 days.
6 pounds off of what's your body weight? 150, 160?
Well, the body pound, I mean, just a couple of weeks ago I was gaining hardly to about 169.
Right.
I'm right now close to 160.
Right.
But, you know, I'm not worried about it, because weight, there's a muscle memory and weight can come back. That's not my concern. My thing is that if you follow the principles of the eating for a long time, it gives you a dividend, and your metabolism starts to increase. You feel warm in the winter. You don't need to try to keep your body lean. It turns to be a second nature. It's just a matter of time. And yes, I agree with what you say, Marty, that age allegedly reverse your metabolism, slow it down. But I would argue that this is not necessarily just a matter of time, and definitely we need another show just about age-related phenomena. How real are they? Is it possible to reverse it? But let's come back to the subject. Here is Brandy Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandy, I'm a witness to this. The whole process happened voluntarily, just started on initial phone call between Brandy and myself. She approached me towards running a radio show, and turned to be a relationship that Brandy will tell you about. But the consequence, the result of that in a little bit over 5 months, just five months or I think 5 months and a week, Brandy lost roughly over 60 pounds by now, and it's not just the weight that she lost. I think she has changed visually, physically, and in my opinion, mentally, tougher.
Oh, definitely.
Dramatically. So tell us a little bit the story, not just how you lost. We'd like to address obstacle to weight loss that you were facing, because many of our followers are not necessarily people who are massively overweight. People
right.
who are even mm-hmm. athletes are facing this problem.
Well, for me, it was, you know, I had not been under 200 pounds in about over 7 years. And I had literally just really given up hope. You know, I had done a lot of the things that, a lot of the people out there are doing, whether or not you're trying to lose weight on a massive scale like I've done, or even if it is just a couple pounds. And so I was very frustrated. So when I picked up the phone and called Ori, it was just very interesting, because in our initial conversation, when I was basically interviewing him, trying to learn more about him, what his passion and beliefs were, he just blew me away with his theories. And I thought, you know, this is just common sense. This makes total sense for how we should be eating as the human race. And I still wasn't completely sold, because, you know, I was happy to eat my breakfast and do my takeouts for lunch, you know, have it delivered to my office and so forth. And so in conversation, I'll never forget, it was the before picture that you see on Ori's website. It was one of those exact pictures that I sent to Ori. I said, you know, Ori, I said, I would really like it if you, you know, if you would be open to work with me, and I would like to lose some weight. And he said, well, send me your picture. Let's see. And I'll never forget, Ori, I don't know if you remember this, but I sent you the picture, and it was myself, my nephew, who is still in the picture on your website, and my son. And I remember you started out, you said, let's start off, he said, with your son. Your son looks good, he looks healthy. He said, and the other little boy in the picture, he's very cute. So I already knew I was in trouble, because he didn't address me yet. And then you came and you said, can I be, and before you, again, before you talked about me, you said, can I be perfectly honest with you? And I went, yes, please. And you said, Brandy, you could stand to lose a lot of weight. And you weren't, you know, you did it in a very nice way. And then you came right behind that and said, you know, if you work with me and you follow what I'm telling you, he said, this weight is not only going to fall off you, it's going to change you as a person. And he was so passionate about it, I have to tell you, it just completely energized me. And I still was skeptical. I said, you know, Ori, if you can get me just to the 200-pound mark, I will be ecstatic, because I haven't seen that in so long. He said, Brandy, if you just do what I tell you, you're going to go far below that. And he said, you know, and this was now all in preparation for the radio show, and he said, you know, I guarantee you, you'll lose, you know, at least 50 pounds by the time we go through the first 13 weeks of the show. And it happened. And it to me, it really wasn't that difficult. Now, I am going to say that there obviously have been some difficult times. Those times kind of came after, I would say, after month four. Because the first 4 months, I was just so focused. It really helped keep me on track. But I guess, you know, we can talk about the food. It was the under-eating. That took about a week for me to kind of get my body adjusted to that. You know, one of the things that Ori said that I could have, which to me was a big help, was I was still allowed to have coffee in the morning. So I was still able to have my coffee, and then what I would do is I acclimate very well to fruit. So I do a little bit of fruit during the day, and that's something that Ori worked with me on. And then, just like everybody else that's following the Warrior Way, is that I go ahead and have my largest meal at night. And then I remember Ori started me off with doing a lot of steamed broccoli. And doing refried beans, which I have to tell you, I found was a really good combination. And
tell the people about your taste sensitivity. What happened to you, like, once you started this eating cycle, what happened to your taste?
Well, the first thing I want to say is, first of all, I wasn't hungry like people thought. That was huge for me, too. And then when it comes to taste sensitivity, you're completely right, Ori. I started craving the right foods, which you've talked about before. I wasn't craving the negative foods like I had done in the past. I was not, like, going through sugar shock or withdrawal. I wasn't craving those things. I literally would crave good-tasting organic foods. You know, I was craving to have those fruits during the day, not the chicken salad sandwiches I used to have. I was waking up and not feeling like I needed to have breakfast.
How long did it take for your craving to change?
I would have to say within the first couple weeks. And then, of course, it continues as you go along. But for me to see a marked difference, just within the first couple weeks.
Yeah, that's a very important point that people fail to understand. You, on your current situation, and definitely I'd like you to have your intake on that, Marty, too. When a very overweight or obese people come to you, well, the first thing they don't understand is that the mental way, mode of thinking is temporary, and it could be either fixed when they become addicted to this mode of, you know, thinking about food and life, or it can change. And I'm trying to prove to people that it can change very fast.
Yes.
Even after many years of abuse, I have clients here that I work one-on-one. It took a long time. It took a few weeks, but totally changed. People were addicted to chocolate and whiskey and cakes and stuff. Do not even want to look at this direction anymore.
Sounds like my relatives.
Yeah.
Addicted to chocolate and whiskey.
Nice.
Oh, you have no idea how many people like to drink whiskey and chocolate at the same time.
That's a new one. I hadn't heard that.
Oh, man, you have no idea what's going on. There are people who destroy the biggest size hamburger together with fries, finish with some kind of a chocolate syrupy drink.
Oh,
and
yeah.
After that, sit down and drink the whiskey with pieces of chocolate running next to them.
Oh, God.
Yeah, absolutely narcotism.
Or my relatives, my Irish coal miner relatives in Pennsylvania, these are big, tough guys. They used to sit down. When somebody would bring home the bottle of whiskey, they'd all sit around the table. They'd take the top off and throw the top in the trash.
That's nice.
That's it. Well, you know, I'm writing now, and people will receive it in a day or two. My next newsletter blog is called Death Wish. And I would definitely like to discuss it. Is it true that as much as we wish to live, I mean, everything in our body and mind is programmed to survive. But is it true that as much as we wish to live, we also wish to die? How come people are doing the things that you just described? How come people are binging on sweets, cakes, chocolate, whiskey, knowing these are intelligent people, knowing that it's extremely harmful and dangerous? How come they are still doing it? It's a very good question. It relates to the subject today, but it deserves to be a subject by itself.
Right.
Brandy,
yes.
What were the biggest obstacles that you faced in your weight loss? I mean, this is 60 pounds by now.
I'll be very honest. You know, the biggest thing I faced was other people. You know, you go to work, people are eating lunch around you, things like that, just people questioning this method. I mean, for me, honestly, that was the toughest. And it wasn't so much that it never deterred me, obviously, because I follow this, but it was just interesting to see how ingrained society is with what we're told how and when we should eat. When I would tell people, you know, breakfast is the worst meal of the day. What? I mean, it was, you know, how are you doing? And I mean, because I got that a lot. You know, I was losing the weight very quickly, so you would always see that. And so that was the biggest thing, is people asking me constantly, what are you doing? Well, what do you mean? You don't eat? No, of course I eat. I eat less during, you know, and going through that, and it was just difficult because, you know, where a lot of people are used to going out and doing lunches together and things of that nature, I had to, you know, pull myself out of that.
Brandy, what are they saying now?
Oh, you know what the funny thing is, Mark? Everybody wants to know, where do I get the book?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think that I'd like to remind you that you did face a serious obstacle. And on the next segment, we are talking about it. Most dieters do face this. In my opinion, it's maybe the main reason why people are falling off the diet. It's an obstacle. It's called a delayed fat loss reaction. Delayed fat loss reaction. We will talk about it right after this break.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate tenacious fat solution kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com. Let's face it, hormones happen. Whether you are male or female, hormones have an impact on your overall well-being. Dr. Hart brings to the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel timely topics that answer your lifelong questions about hormones in men, women, and teens. Tune in to Optimal Wellness every Monday at 12 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Optimal Wellness. Live life well. Live life long. Live life to the fullest.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Okay, we'll continue now with a very important topic. It's called weight loss plateau, or what I call delayed fat loss reaction. Virtually all people who need to lose weight are facing it this way or another, but none of the diet today really address the problem. And we need to understand that this is a serious problem, and it even happened to Brandy. And also, I'd like to hear Brandy's version to the problem and how she basically removed this obstacle and keep continuing grinding and losing weight. I'm asking you, I know it's a working hour, so if your boss doesn't see, just pick up the phone and call him. If you have a question, don't bombard me with 1,000 emails after that. No, I'm just joking, okay?
But and the number, let me give him the number, Ori. It's 866-472-5791. And yes, we'd love to hear from you. Sorry.
Okay, Brandy,
yes.
Tell us what happened. You initially lost a massive amount of weight,
yes.
And then what happened?
I hit a plateau. I want to say it was about a two-week time frame, if I remember right, Ori, and I was getting very frustrated. We were conversing, and you were constantly checking what I was eating, what I was having at mealtime, and it was like nothing was coming off. And I felt, for me, as somebody who was trying to lose weight, I just felt like I had to be doing something wrong. And you kept, and that was the beautiful part, you kept reassuring me, you haven't done anything wrong, just keep doing what you're doing. And then I remember it was one day, I think I went and I just dropped 2 pounds at once. And then you said, well, we've gotten past it, it's going to continue. And it has. But that was a really tough couple weeks, because it's one thing when you're eating the right foods and every single day you get on the scale and you see some variance, a pound, a half a pound every single day, and then it just dead stops.
Well, thank you. Let me explain to people what happened here. Maybe that's the first time that you hear it. We did address it a little bit before. But what happened, the body has its own body fat set point. Certain kind of percentage of body fat set point, which the body is fixed on it. And it can go up and it can go down. In fact, obesity involved with very high body fat set point. That the key for your success, the key for achieving a lean and powerful body is to lower the body fat set point. It's a key element. It's not even written in diet books today. And the Warrior Diet definitely address it. I wrote about it also in the Anti-Estrogenic Diet, and definitely Maximum Muscle Minimum Fat. The reduction of body fat set point is critically important. Now, here's the key. There are certain kind of elements that will reduce your body fat standpoint, and certain elements that will increase it. One thing for clear is that during hunger or negative energy balance, the body fat tend to decrease. The body tend to decrease its own set point. Why? Because when the set point is high, listen to me, the body do not favor conversion of fat for energy. It actually try to stick to its own body fat. It's part of the homeostasis of the body to sustain whatever exists there. However, on a time of negative energy balance, such as during under-eating or such as during hunger, rest assured that the body starts to produce certain kind of protein, certain kind of biochemicals that signal the body to reduce its body fat percentage. Will it make you lose weight? Yes and no. Sometimes it takes 2 weeks to reset and lower body fat set percentage. I checked it again and again. That's the average time that it takes when you reach a plateau. But what happened in all diet, people are falling off the diet. They say, I tried this, I tried that, it doesn't work. But it cannot work in other diet because they don't address this problem. The warrior diet and the anti-estrogenic diet are the only diets in the world today that seriously address this problem by allowing you every day and recommending you to go through under-eating, and if you want to accelerate your success, incorporate exercise, even 3 minutes a day, if you do it properly, will trigger something that otherwise did not exist, and I think that's what we started to do with Brandy. Once she hit the plateau, we started to incorporate 3 to 5 minutes a day, relatively intense exercise for her. Together with the under-eating, the miracle happened, and the body fat start to drop down. It's not because of the calorie she burned. It's because while you under-eat and exercise, yourself is starving for energy. Then ATP, the molecule, adenosine 3-phosphate, turned to be the adenosine monophosphate. You lose 2-phosphate from the energy, and during extreme energy deprivation, the body start to produce certain kind of protein. It's called AMP kinase. These proteins, by all means, signal to the body to drop its body fat percentage. Why? Survival. The body must be efficient now, right, Marty? Must be efficient under survival conditioning to utilize fat for energy. It has no choice. In fact, the survival mechanism works exactly the opposite of what you hear in stupid mainstream nutrition book. Mainstream nutrition book tell you that you should not under-eat because you trigger a survival mechanism that promote storage of fat. The truth is exactly the opposite. This is not an emotional statement. Common sense is called biology. There is logic behind the bio, okay? Every time your body, seriously, you trigger repetitive signal that the body needs to be efficient in utilizing energy because you do not eat enough at that point. Your body has to be more efficient in utilizing fat for energy, and your body fat percentage will go down, and that's true for men and women alike. In fact, in women, it triggers a whole phenomena, a cascade of changes. When estrogen actually go down, testosterone, progesterone go up, women change during time of famine if the body gets a signal to famine. Point is, clearly, we cannot overlook the body fat percentage, set point. Brandy faced it. All I needed to tell her, Brandy, wait another 2 weeks, just hang in there, okay? Hang in there, do the right thing, don't be discouraged. And it happened. And it happened to me with a few other clients who were in a much worse plateau all their life. They couldn't believe this. But the last thing that I want to say here is this. Once you lower your body fat percentage, your body is fixed now on a lower body fat. Now the plateau turning to be lower and lower and lower. If you before, Brandy, if before you wanted, the body want to have a tendency to gain all the weight that you lost back, like in all diet, now it doesn't have this tendency anymore. It registers you as a leaner person.
Well, on that point, Ori, if it's okay at this point, we have a caller. Can I bring the caller on?
Sure, go ahead.
We have Bren from Ohio. Hello, Bren.
Hello. Hi, Brandy.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Thanks for calling
in. I
want
to say congratulations on your loss. It sounds like a great story.
It's been a great journey as well.
Well, I originally became interested in this because I had a loved one who died of a estrogenic cancer. So I started with the estrogenic book and now the Warrior book. And I guess for myself, I come from like the original stick family. So I don't have the genetic thing that I can like use as my excuse. But I guess I wanted to thank Ori, and because I really feel like his theories are just so, you know, right on. And I wanted to ask you what you started out with on your workout. I'm older, but I'm, through some miracle, I'm still healthy, even though I have, you know, a pretty serious weight problem.
What Ori had me start off is, you know, again, you know, he promotes CFT, controlled fatigue training. And I think he started me on the lowest end humanly possible, which was the towel, where you stand and you stand erect and you can slightly bend your knees. And you take that towel and you keep it pretty much mid-level, you know, with your body, with like your arms straight ahead of you, and just shake it consistently for a minute. And I have to tell anybody who's listening, that alone will kick your butt. I mean, I thought that, you know, I remember when Ori said, can you do a minute a day? And I thought, oh, come on. You know, he's really being awfully nice. And I did that minute exercise, and I called Ori the next day, and I was like, oh, my gosh. It really
is. That's why we call it the beach towel, B-I-T-C-H.
See, I had to let him say that, Brad. I couldn't say that.
Yeah, this is not an easy. We just did certification course this weekend, and great trainer in great shape. We're struggling with this exercise. It's a high-velocity exercise. It's good. Glenn, right?
Brent.
Mm-hmm. Brent, it's good for you if you're overweight. It's a great exercise because it doesn't put much pressure on your joints.
Exactly.
And I really believe that if you're very overweight or if you suffer from obesity, it's up to you to decide what's your condition. You should avoid putting too much pressure on your joints. But yet, there are certain kind of exercise that you can do, and the CFT address it, or do mild walking with weights. I think we talked about Frizzit in the show, Marty, that you can do certain kind of mild walking with very light weight, I would say 3 or 5 pounds, for 30 seconds or minute at a time, just to give the full body a signal that you are active. And while you do it, while under eating, the body will start to produce exactly the protein, this AMP kinase that you are wishing for. And Bren, right?
Yes.
You should just be patiently fighting. It's fighting for your life. It's not fighting to be more beautiful and more attractive. That's obvious. But it's fighting for your health, for your longevity.
I feel like I have exercised with no results for so long that it's just really exciting to hear that, you know, that, you know, I've been doing something obviously not right. And I cut my hour workout down to like 15 or 20 minutes. And I've, in the past couple of, really about 4 weeks, I've lost 20 pounds.
Congratulations. That's wonderful.
Great.
And I still have, you know, a huge chunk. But as I said, I originally got interested in your information through the anti-estrogenic diet book. And then I just recently bought the Warrior book. I was under the misimpression that that was just directed at men. And since I have the book, I see that it definitely, you know, everything can be applied to women. And, you know, I hope there's not women out there that think that they can't glean something from this book, because I just over the weekend read the thing about the towel that you suggested,
mm-hmm.
and I actually do a lot of exercise, but you know I have fat over muscle, and you know I know that it's unhealthy, and I just feel like for the first time, and you know I've been trying things since I was like in my mid 20s, and I'm 60. And I'm not giving up on it because I really know that genetically I'm not predisposed to this. I don't believe that anyway. But I think it's very exciting, and how wonderful for you that you learned about it at an earlier age.
Yeah, because actually my birthday was yesterday. I just turned 37.
Okay, well,
I have struggled 50. With my weight as well. I mean, they started testing me for diabetes when I was 9, and I've been considered borderline ever since. So this has been an up-and-down thing, you know, and I got a little out of control when I was pregnant with my son. He's 14, so
I do
totally understand. And that's the one thing, if I can just mention, because I know we've got to go to a break as well, is that... That's one of the things I really appreciated with working with Ori, because I was obese, I was so overweight, is that he wasn't, I didn't have the pressure, which is what we've talked about on the show before. I wasn't in a gym scenario where they were telling me I had to be in the gym 45 minutes to an hour every single day doing cardio, then doing resistance every other day. Ori allowed me to come in kind of at my own pace, so to speak. The biggest thing, and what his whole premise really bases on, is when you eat in the combination. We started out with that. That was a lot for somebody who already has issues with food. And I was able just to focus on that and get acclimated to that without that constant thing over my head, okay, now I've got to go out and exercise every day, when it was not something I was accustomed to doing. And quite frankly, I thought Ori forgot to tell me about the exercise. And there's a, you know, funny story behind that. I mean, I remember, you know, we were weeks in and I'm dropping the weight, so I keep going, God, should I mention he doesn't have me exercising? Does he realize this? You know, and I'm thinking, oh my, because I'm losing the weight, so he hasn't said anything. And so, you know, at one point I was like, Ori, you know, I you know, didn't want to tell him what he knows, but, you know, did you realize I'm not exercising? He said, no, I know exactly what I'm doing with you.
Interestingly enough, Marty have amazing experience with obese people.
Yeah.
And I definitely like to hear, at least briefly, about Marty's opinion towards the approach of exercising.
Do you want to do that now or after the break, Ori?
We can do it right after the break. Definitely interesting point of view.
Okay. All right, well, Brent, I hope that answers your question. Thank you so much for your support, and please keep listening to the show.
Yeah, Brent,
send
us your story, and if you have some pictures of before and after, I would love to see that.
Well, I do, and lots of questions still. Thank you very much, and again, it's great that you have so much compassion for the struggle that people have, even though you don't have the weight issue.
Right.
That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Brent.
Hi.
We'll be back after these messages, everybody.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate tenacious fat solution kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
Tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart, the program that takes you on a journey through grief after the death of a child. Join Dr. Gloria Horsley, marriage and family therapist and bereaved parent, while she interviews and discusses with other bereaved parents and siblings how they have coped with the death of a child and gone on to create and realize new dreams. So tune in Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart with Dr. Gloria Horsley, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
I definitely want to hear, Marty, what you have to say about this last topic of how to address people who are obese or massively overweight.
Right.
But right after Marty, you're going to hear about other points that people do not like to talk. We're going to show you why virtually all diets, in my opinion, all diets, they are failing to address, failing miserably. And the people behind the diet actually are either lazy or they don't know what they are talking about. It's just an industry machine that brainwashes you to follow wrong human diets, and therefore you suffer. But, Marty, let's talk about the topic that we just addressed previously.
Yeah, I just wanted to take a quick minute, Ori, and tee off on one of my favorite topics, and that is this catastrophe, this diabolical TV show called The Biggest Loser, which I think does the biggest disservice to the obese mentality that I've ever witnessed or come across. Basically, what you have is you have a TV show that is propagating the idea that in order for obese people to lose weight, they have to engage in endless, mindless, low-intensity exercise, usually this on an aerobic machine, burn thousands of calories over the course of a day. Then they starve them to within an inch of their life. I went on their website and looked up some of the information as to what their caloric allotments for some of their obese folks. They had 300 and 400-pound men existing on 1,500 calories a day. Now, if you do the math, a 300-pound guy eating 1,500 calories a day, that comes to 5 calories per pound of body weight. According to the Geneva Convention, their treatment of prisoners of war, unless you feed a prisoner at least 8 calories a day, you're considered a war criminal. So I call the biggest loser, prison camp fitness. Here's the situation. You have sadistic personal trainers, similar to sadistic prison guards, mindlessly beat the hell out of pathetic, obese people who have no fitness background. The most strenuous thing they do is they push the remote control on the TV. They go to the refrigerator. Suddenly they're made to sprint, jog, run, do cardio for hours. Then, after they beat them to death, they starve them to death. What happens? Well, they end up more unfit than before. That's why these people are continually keeling over from injuries on this show. It's sadistic. And it's misrepresentation, Ori.
And even if they lose weight, you're very right. Even if they lose weight, now they are doomed to a lifetime of a horror, of a hell, where they still need to exercise a few hours every day and count calories and count everything they do because their bodies was never prepared properly to lose the weight.
And the whole thing is about deprivation, denial, suppression of natural food urges.
Very, very true.
And you know, it's a mental straitjacket.
Thank you for raising the subject, Marty, because we talked about it previously, but it's never, never too much to repeat it again. Obese people are not inferior to lean people. They're as intelligent, in my opinion, in many cases, much more intelligent. They could be successful in many other ways. They are basically equal citizens, okay, in this country. And something was done wrong. Everybody is doing something wrong in this case. It's very typical in our society, because of bad education and bad habits, to become obese. So the way they have been treated by trainers is absolutely a disgrace.
It's funny. I'm sorry to cut you off, Ori, but even, you know, our engineer, I communicate with him. He just told me that, I don't know if you knew this, Marty, one of the guys on The Biggest Loser had a heart attack. And it was because they made him walk 28 miles.
You know why? It's fitness malpractice.
It really is. I mean, I remember one time, and I don't mean to get off subject here, but I remember one time, you know, you guys had said, if we treated an animal, I heard both of you say this when we were on a break, if you treat an animal the way that, some of these trainers, and in particular this TV show, treats the, contestants, if you will, I mean, it would be considered animal abuse.
Animal cruelty, that's correct.
Cruelty, I'm sorry. Yeah, animal cruelty. I mean, that is absolutely crazy.
So our statement is very clearly, all of us united here, that if you suffer from obesity, please do not look at this kind of method like the Biggest Loser as a way to lose weight. This is the wrong way to do it. And the people behind it have industrial interests. It's been sponsored by Jell-O, which will never be the sponsor of our show, obviously.
No.
And they have an interest to show people eating this disgusting calorie, empty calorie, chemical-loaded Jell-O, okay, while losing weight. Hey, eat S and lose weight, okay? This is the approach. As far as the calorie restriction, Marty, I totally agree with you. I mean, it's just not right.
Brandy had an interesting point about her experience with calorie restriction.
Yeah, Brandy, tell us about the process. Very good point. What happened to your calorie intake when you were on the diet?
Well, this is the cool thing. Let me start off because I know we talked about earlier on the break, and I never got off the statistics. First of all, I'm 5'5.5". I'm almost 5'6". A little over with the heels on. And I start out at 248.8 pounds. On January 28th was the day I started this program, and I am down to, I believe it's 190 today.
Congratulations.
So that's what I want people to know, first of all. And as far as the calorie intake, that goes hand in hand, and the biggest reason for that is because I never counted calories on this lifestyle, because it's not a diet to me. This is a lifestyle for me. You know, you have to say diet just to get people to pique their interest because that's how we market in this country. But the bottom line is it's not a diet. I will continually eat like this the rest of my life.
In fact, I remember that you used to call me and say, you know, I cannot even eat anymore.
Well, and that's what I want to talk about. I never did. I mean, because Ori would get on the phone and say, okay, Brandy, can you eat more broccoli? I'm like, are you kidding me? Ori, I've never eaten so much at night. And I would come home and I would have hummus and raw vegetables and a salad and steamed broccoli and fish and more vegetables. And I'm just like, oh, my God. I mean, I felt like I was on overload. And I could not believe how much food I've been allowed to eat. So I have never counted fat or counted calories since I have started this program. And again, that's a huge relief, because when you have a weight issue, for people that know what it's like to be obese like that, you know, it's again, you have a problem with your relationship to food, obviously. And I'm no different, you know, in my own struggle. And so to tell somebody that you have to count the calories, it's just something else. Just like telling somebody you've got to eat 5-6 meals a day, it made me think about food all the time. I don't do that anymore.
It's a very, very important point, and we talked before that humans are not actually inherently designed for moderation. We do everything in extremities, in fact. Everything that we like, we do in extremities. We don't create in moderation. We don't do business in moderation. We shouldn't even make love in moderation.
I like that.
And definitely we should not eat in moderation. However, the calorie counting is not a simple subject. In some cases, it does work, and I'd like to address it. It's a very important subject. Yes. Let me put it simply. If you are an abuser, if you're addicted to food and junk food, if you have to insist to eating your fries and Twinkies and cakes and cookies and alcohol altogether, if that's the way you decided to be, which I don't agree, I think it's a bad choice, but if you decided to be, then you must count calories.
Right,
you
right.
must count calories. You cannot allow yourself not to count calories if your diet is abusive.
I agree.
However, if your food choices are correct and if your food combination are right, you do not need to count calories.
Thank you for clarifying that, Ori.
You will be surprised that you eat more calories than ever. And still dropping weight. I proved to people that when you switch them to this high fat fuel, the body doesn't just drop weight. The metabolic rate starts to increase. The body does remember efficient calories. The body do not like empty calories. And most diets today are based on slogans.
Now we have another caller, guys. Do you want to take it now, Ori?
Ori, I just want to say one
sure.
quick thing.
Sure, Marty, sorry.
I think this is important. A lot of people, when they first get introduced to the Warrior Diet, what they think it is is don't eat during the day and then eat very little at night.
Exactly.
Okay, well, that is not the procedure. That's not the protocol. The protocol is that as long as you eat clean fuel in the specific groupings, then you're supposed to eat a lot because you want that metabolic bump, the thermogenic effect that Ori talks about, that where the food, the intake of the food literally raises the metabolic thermostat of the human body, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking for that metabolic bump at night.
That's a very, very good point, and I'd like to talk about it after the caller. In fact, I myself, under-eating is a relative state. In the time that I'm doing drills like courses, certification, and CFT workshops, my under-eating can raise way above the 1,500 calories during the day. It's very simple. During simply by having frequent recovery meals. But we'll talk about it after the caller.
We have Darren from Colorado. Darren, are you still there?
I am here.
Okay, thanks for holding, and welcome to the show. Did you have a question or comment?
Yeah, well, I had a couple things. Well, congratulations, Brandy, on your progress.
Thank you. I'm not done yet.
Yeah, keep it up. And then I just got to say, Ori and Marty, you guys, thank you so much for, you guys are awesome. I love what you're doing in the health fitness industry, and you guys are shaking things up. So reading your Purposeful Primitive right now, Marty. And,
oh, you are you?
Yeah, loving that, and great stuff. I'm an athlete. I teach martial arts and working out with heavy weights a couple days, 3 to 4 days a week. And I'm wondering about the caloric intake. I mean, when I do basic calculators and stuff for how many calories I'm burning in a day, it's about 4,000. And I'd still like to, I've always been somewhat of a hard gainer. I'd like to put on a little bit more muscle while incorporating some of the stuff. I just bought your CFT, Ori. Would like to build some of those super muscle fibers that you talk about and get my endurance and things up. But I'm just wondering about caloric intake for somebody like myself, if I'm going to get enough with the under-eating. And then also you talk about the fasted cardio and or fasted training, how important that is for somebody like me who wants to bulk up a little bit.
Yes.
And I sure wouldn't mind burning off a little bit of, I mean, once I went past 30, I started getting a little bit of a gut, so I'd like to burn that off little bit, too.
You want it all.
I want it all.
I think both of us, both me and Marty, will address it slightly differently.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, we do believe in similar principle. I still disagree that counting calories will make a major difference here. I think your approach should be more logical and basically biological and instinctive. For instance, you may be able to count the calories. I don't know how you did it, but let's say that you succeeded to count that you're burning 4,000 calories a day, and congratulations for that. That's a lot of calories. And obviously, you want to replenish it. However, your body gets very efficient in building muscle, even when you're negative energy balance. Depends on what. The R mechanism, I wrote about it in Maximum Muscle, Minimum Phase, the shift, actually, force the body to still develop muscle, recycle protein, and even increase muscle mass in walking areas in spite of leaning down at the same time. So the key element to your success is, first of all, the kind of training. If you want to build super muscle, it's not going to make you really much bigger.
Right.
Definitely stronger, faster, and tougher, which you need as a martial artist.
Sure.
As for the key element here is the recovery meal application. So I don't know about few details you need to tell us about your regime. How often and how long do you train per day? Do you train one routine or split routine? Do you have a split routine that you lift and then you do your martial art, and how long? Whatever you do, you want to incorporate recovery meal right after and in between long drill. In between is a key element. We do it here on workshop, and people feel amazing result with this. So if you do have a split routine,
yes,
or if you have long drills, I recommend every hour, 45 minutes, take the warrior milk. That's what we use. Okay. The organic warrior milk, that's what I use. I chew the powder, I would say 2 or 3 tablespoons in between, and a mega dose of 3 to 4 scoops right after the training. That by itself grant fusion of amino acid and protein to your muscle, the change of the muscle, the biological change happen on genes. I'll be very short here. It's called a myosin heavy chain.
Okay.
And myosin heavy change dictate not just your muscular development, they dictate the kind of fiber that you're going to carry. And if you do incorporate, like in the CFT, strength, speed, and velocity all together, your body will be forced to convert the muscle to type 2A and super muscle and type 2A super muscle fiber, which will give you all the advantages of the fast and the slow, but in a super way.
Mm-hmm.
As for the evening, you asked me about fat. Yes, I do believe that if you are training your body, like if you're treating nutrition like exercise, and if you're shifting into fat fuel deliberately, okay, mm-hmm. while exercising as intensely as you do, your body will get more efficient in basically producing lipolytic enzymes that utilize IMTG, intramuscular triglyceride, which is the highest turbo fuel in the muscle. It's a fat fuel, special fat fuel. And it also showed that it trigger increased activity in the mitochondria genes. Basically, you increase the mitochondria density mm-hmm. in the muscle fiber. In conclusion, make it simple. Follow the CFT or follow even CFT and Marty's approach and incorporate frequent recovery meals, especially on a such high level of energy. If shift to fat fuel, follow the anti-estrogenic diet because you should not carry excess fat. The excess fat right now could be a result of estrogenic chemicals or age-related conversion of testosterone to estrogen. Use the Estro-X, at least the capsules. So, in fact, the Warrior Diet Jumpstart Kit provides you with everything that you need to blast, to progress, and cover your basics nutritionally to succeed.
Or can I amplify on
sure,
that?
Sure, go ahead.
I mentioned in my book, The Purposeful Primitive, I think if you'll flip to the cardio section of the book, you'll see that I go into some depth about how John Hackelman is
yes.
training MMA artists.
Yes.
Also how Mark Coleman,
mm-hmm.
my friend who is a recently retired UFC fighter, how they train. It's remarkable how similar their training philosophy jives with what Ori has come to independently on his own.
Mm-hmm.
What they're looking for is they're looking for that combination of muscular strength with endurance so they don't bonk and gas out in fights. Insofar as the eating goes, I tell my clients and my students that it's really simple. If you train really hard during the day, you are allowed, you are encouraged, you are supposed to eat an excellent recovery meal. That meal can be in the form of a liquid shake. If you're in a hurry, you can sit down and eat a meal if you have the time. You're allowed and encouraged if you work out hard. On the other hand, if I'm not working out in a particular day or if I've got a light schedule, then eat light.
Do the Warrior program.
Yeah, or eat nothing. You know, I mean, what's wrong with the thing that Ori did for me is he gave me permission not to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone else in the world was telling me I had to eat 6-7 times a day.
Right. I love that about the Warrior diet.
It can work, okay, for you know, there's examples of
sure.
people who make that work. But what a god-awful hassle.
Yeah, it was like freedom. Like I
yeah.
think Ori used the word freedom. It was
right.
Freedom for me. To
And that's the genius of the approach.
Now, would you guys recommend going in a fasted state from time to time so I can shred some extra body fat, or it depends on what kind of workout I'm doing?
Are you're not getting up in the morning and eating before you train, right?
Not if I'm just doing some cardio work in the morning,
right.
I'll go in on an empty stomach.
Good.
Let me ask you about the cardio in the morning. What kind of cardio are you doing?
I'll do sprint intervals, and occasionally I'll do some just slow, steady state stuff.
What does it mean, slow, steady state?
I'll just run for, you know, a half hour on the treadmill at a
okay.
nice, easy clip, you know.
Okay, and describe me the more or less your karate session. Is it that you are training other people? Are you sparring yourself? How does it work?
Well, I'm a teacher, so I don't train as much as I'd like. I'm doing a lot of teaching, but sometimes, you know, I'll do rounds with my students. I'll do rounds on the heavy bag. And
right. Let me ask you another question. Would you ever consider to take out all the jogging keep the sprinting, and instead of the jogging, do what you're good in. Do your sparring, heavy bag punching, some katas, and total body commitment.
So you would recommend, the only I've got a 5-mile run coming up that I participate with my dad in once a year.
I see.
I feel like I need to train, get prepared for that a little bit. Other than that, I cannot stand the long distance running stuff.
I can only give you advice, and as I may be rude on my behalf, but if your conditioning is well, like you do the CFD and you do your kata correctly, mm-hmm. with jumps and kicks and, you know, just a nonstop, the way we talked before, both Marty and myself, mm-hmm. I can rest assure you, you're going to be a winner in the 5 miles, no problem, especially if you're running with your dad. It should be a piece of cake for you.
Keeping the running, keep running or just work
no,
on
keep. Keep the sprinting, keep your cutters, keep your kicks and punches,
okay.
total body endurance, nonstop, and you will be doing a marathon with no training.
And don't worry about the long distance.
Do not
running.
Worry. I mean, it's a preconditioning. In fact, what you do is much harder than jogging.
Yep.
Jogging is not a big deal.
No.
It's not a big deal. We are fixated to believe because of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to see lazy people, I mean, excuse me, many joggers of you, but I'm not saying that you personally. But you look at the marathon place. I mean, these are the most unfitted crowd of people I ever saw. They're
yeah.
just dragging themselves to the end of the line.
We're
some
at the
of
end
them
of the show, guys.
Majority are not.
I'm so sorry. Darren, thank you so much for the call. It was going so well. But, Ori, we've got to wrap up this week. We even skipped a break. We were doing so well.
Oh, this is the end of the show.
Yeah, we just whizzed through this hour. So.
Well, thank
okay,
you guys so
we
much.
We can continue with this very intriguing subject. It's raising again and again. The next show, how to get leaner, stronger by any mean, and healthier. And what's the best method, what works, what doesn't work, we'll continue with the next show.
We'll
Thank
talk
you,
to
everybody.
You next week.
Thanks for joining us today for The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Huffmeckler. Join us each Monday for more Mythbusters and valuable advice on living a healthy, happy life. We'll see you next week.